bit of Kim Gordon with Play Me. It's time for our monthly catch-up with the Labour Party, and today we're lucky enough to be joined by Willow Jean Prime on the air. Morena.
Morena.
Morena, Willow. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you both?
Yeah, good.
We're good. We're in rainy Auckland.
Yes.
It's thunder this morning, right?
Yeah. It's been a little bit crazy across the motu, especially with the cyclone and that. But we're lucky enough to be safe and dry inside, and looking forward to getting into it with you. There's a little bit to talk about. We've had a few sort of polls come out since our last kōrero with the Labour Party, and it's looking as though, you know, for being well into the swing of an election year, things are relatively neck and neck. How's Labour feeling about where the polls are sitting currently?
I think that's a good description of it. It is really neck and neck, and what the polls have been showing us is that this is going to be a close election. Those poll results for Labour do look promising, but it also shows that there's still a lot of work for us to do, and so therefore we are not taking anything for granted.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel as though perhaps Labour supporters are holding out for some more policy announcements, and when do you think we can expect those to start coming through?
We know that everybody is really eager to hear what the party's policies are, and Labour has a party process that we go through. Our policies come from the membership up, and so we continue to go through that process. As Chris Hipkins has said in many interviews, you can expect more policy to come out also after the government has released their budget, because we need to understand exactly where the money is at so that our policies are costed and we are able to deliver those for New Zealanders. But what New Zealanders can be assured of is that Labour has been listening, and that we are really clear on what are the most important issues to New Zealanders, and we will have policies for that.
Mm-hmm. And what are those issues in your view?
Yeah, it is undeniable what we're hearing is the number one priority issue for New Zealanders is the cost of living. Christopher Luxon and this government promised to make things better for New Zealanders, but it has just been getting worse. And we know that New Zealanders cannot afford another 3 years of this government, so our number one priority will be affordability. We're also hearing a lot around jobs, health and homes.
Mm-hmm. And I guess a lot of people's minds at the moment is, of course, the fuel crisis. Are we expecting some sort of tailored policies from Labour in the coming months about how you might deal with that if you came into government later this year?
Yeah, that's right. What we know is that New Zealanders were already struggling before the fuel crisis, so that has added to the cost of living crisis that we have here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And so that is absolutely one of the things that we will be factoring in and paying close attention to. How long this remains an issue, we don't know. And what the government is going to do, in addition to what they have already released in terms of their small targeted support. Again, once we have the budget and we know all that information, we will be able to announce our policies and make that all clearer.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, at the same time, the Greens have announced a whole range of policies that they'd put into place to deal with the fuel crisis, giving people a pretty clear idea of where they sit on things such as, you know, making public transport free. And I feel as though perhaps maybe New Zealanders are a little bit confused as to where Labour is sitting in terms of what would be a priority for dealing with the fuel crisis. Would it be giving more money to the squeezed middle as the government is already doing, or would it be, you know, further subsidising public transport?
So during this fuel crisis, Labour has been challenging the government, saying that it should be their number one priority and that they should be pulling out all of the stops. We have had some concerns around the announcements that they have made, and that they are not targeting those who are most in need. Mm-hmm. And also, for example, they have targeted, they say, working families, but in my portfolio of social development and employment, there are many families who are working and receiving some income support who are not eligible for this government's relief package. Mm-hmm. We believe that there is more that the government could and should be doing, and we encourage them to look at all options. Last week in interviews I was talking about, for example, they are about to increase the fuel excise tax. That is something that we know that the government is getting some advice on and therefore would have the costings for. They should be considering whether that is something they could consider right here and now, as it is already very difficult for New Zealanders. this does go back to what I said earlier. It's important that we actually see the government's budget and books to know what it is that could be possible.
I want to talk briefly about the India Free Trade Agreement. It feels like there's a lot of he said, she said going around. Winston Peters has been pretty clear that he's not in support of it. And so the government needs Labor to back this. But there's quite a lot of hesitancy from Labor about supporting the FTA. Tell us a little bit about why that is.
Yeah, so for I think about 2 months now, Labor has been asking the government for more information and for things to be clarified. We want to ensure that we get this right because it ultimately impacts all New Zealanders. Unfortunately, we have yet to receive the details that we have been asking for, and it's disappointing that it appears that the Prime Minister and the government is playing politics on this and delaying us getting that information when at the moment he cannot get that support from his own cabinet and coalition partners.
Luxon's sort of arguing, though, that trade is not a political issue and that this should be a bipartisan sort of agreement. Is that true, that trade isn't a political issue?
Well, that's right. So we have offered to work with the government on this and have been asking, as I said, for a number of months for issues and inconsistencies to be clarified. We have sent a letter to the government outlining what those areas are that we are concerned about and want more clarification on. We have asked the government for all official advice that they have received in the unredacted version, and they haven't given that information to Labor. So it makes it really difficult for us to be able to do a proper analysis, risk analysis and assessment of this trade agreement. So it should be bipartisan, and the Prime Minister wants Labor's support on it. He should be upfront and give us the information that Labor requires to be able to take that back to our caucus, have that discussion, make sure those issues are addressed, and take it from there.
So do you think you won't reach a decision until you release the full information? Because is that a bit of a red flag for you?
I think, you know, the concern would be, the concern is why are they not releasing that full information with the unredacted version of the official advice? We also have conflicting messages from various ministers on some of the issues that we want more information on, for example, around whether, like, we want clarification on whether or not family members of those who are granted visas can come to New Zealand, and both Stanford and Maclay have different messages on that. We want, you know, more information around the number of international students and whether there's going to be a cap on that or not. The agreement says one thing, the minister says another thing, for example. There is also the requirement in the agreement that we there's an expectation for New Zealand business to invest over $30 billion into Indian companies, and what the penalties for that may or may not be if that is not met. And there's just not enough clarity and certainty around those. So those are the sorts of things that Labor are seeking more information and assurances on, and we're yet to receive that.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is getting prepared for a maiden visit to Aotearoa, New Zealand. I'm guessing it would be sort of ideal if we had a decision before he arrives.
That's right. And so, you know, it would be great if the government could provide Labor with the information, certainty, clarity that we are seeking in order to be able to progress this conversation. But we are yet to, the point is we are yet to receive that clarification and that unredacted advice.
Alrighty, well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens with this one. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Willow Jean Prime. It's been a pleasure to have a kōrero with you.
Kia ora, thank you.
Have an awesome day, and we'll catch up with you shortly.
Kia ora.
Thank you.